Nothing can bring two people together like vats of blood.
What?
Oh, gross.
Like why did you just say vats?
That? Did I just say that? That's a weird comment.
Yeah, I guess it'll
make more sense when I explain to you where the guy who's on the phone for a second date update today met the girl that he wants to call. They met while giving blood.
Oh,
that's probably a better
geez,
way to say it than just
dude.
Vats of blood.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was being unclear.
I thought we were actually going to talk to some vampires.
No. His name is Miles. Miles, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Not much. Thank you for your email. So it says that you met the girl you want to call while donating blood?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, I like to donate blood to my local hospital and stuff.
Okay. Good.
Was she a nurse? And every time she'd go to poke you with the needle, you'd play like, ooh, stop it, you silly.
Yeah, I wish, man. But,
is with all the nurse fantasies? Always, you guys.
Nurses are sexy.
You're not supposed to poke me. Silly.
The nurse was probably a 300-pound, 62-year-old woman. For
even
all you guys
better.
Know.
Oh,
yeah, bro,
man, way to
out.
Really fulfill that fantasy. All right, sorry we got sidetracked again, Miles. Tell us about the girl that you met.
Her name's Emily, and she was also donating blood, which was kind of cool. You know?
I could see how that'd be an easy conversation starter.
Yeah,
she was really hot, like nice hazel eyes and nice brown hair, and she was really cute. So I was like, you know, I did my little Mac thing, you know. I was just like, hey, so you're donating blood, you know.
Hey!
So,
wow! So.
Looks like you're donating some blood.
That's
a good place to do that. Seems like you're a smart gal.
That is a Mac line if
I've ever
up heard one.
To the right venue for that. Did you lay some sweet lines down on her like that, Miles?
Yeah, well, kind of, you know. I mean, I saw her and she looked really nervous. And I was wondering why. And apparently it was her first time donating blood.
Oh.
So, you know, I wanted to smooth that with her. So I wanted to calm her down, you know, because, you know, I'm a blood donating vet. You know, I'm like, I've been doing it for like years.
Okay.
I feel like you should have a badge for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I calmed the nerves down. I just told her ins and outs, like, it's pretty clean and all that stuff. And that's when we started, like, clicking and that's when we started talking.
Mm.
And it was really going good. So I was like, hey, afterwards, if you want, maybe we could, like, grab a cup of coffee, you know?
Okay.
And we did. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Great conversation. But I don't know, like, she never got back to me, and I'm just curious why. You know?
When you guys went to coffee, what did you guys talk about?
I mean, I was kind of loopy, all right? Like, I'll be honest, like, when I get blood drawn out of me, I'm just really like, you know,
what?
Like I was kind of airy and stuff.
All right,
so is that why you enjoy giving blood so much?
You're like a zombie, I guess, is what it sounds like.
I don't know if it's like maybe I wasn't 100% aware, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm kind of worried about that.
If you knew you were going to be woozy and kind of an idiot after you gave blood, why did you ask her to coffee to begin with?
Think about it. Like, you know, you just met somebody donating blood, and he was like, hey, let me get your number. I mean, what's the success rate of getting called back, you know? So
okay.
I figured, let me just try to sell myself there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
yeah.
And so do you feel like you just didn't sell yourself well, and that's why she's not calling you?
No, I think I did. I mean, like, she told me to call her back. She was like, yeah, she was really positive. She showed me positive vibes. She showed me positive stuff. I mean, she said definitely call me so we could go out in a real day.
She said that.
Oh.
So you guys went out for half an hour, had coffee. It was just normal. And she said, call me, and now she's not responding to anything.
Well, all right. So I've been thinking about it since then, and this is the only thing I could think of that probably was, like, a trigger or something.
Okay.
I was talking about, like, donating blood, right, and how, like, cool it is and stuff, and how, like, it's great, it's positive. But I also told her how, like, I think it's really cool, like, when you donate blood, how, like, you're watching the blood go through, like, the tubes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's kind of surreal. Like, you kind of look like you feel like a cyborg or something. Like,
what?
You know, like the blood to the machine and, like...
Whoa!
And, like,
is it weird that I kind of get that? I'm like,
no.
Yeah. I don't know. When I donate blood, I think the same thing. Like,
no.
Whoa, that was in my body, and now it's not, and it's going to go into somebody else's body, and that's crazy.
All right, you're both weird.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I kind of feel like an android, like a life-giving figure, you know? But... seems like she felt the opposite. Like, she kind of cringed when I brought that up. Like, ew, really?
Oh.
Like, if I'm some type of weird vampire dude or some stuff like that, I don't know.
So maybe you creeped her out by saying how much you like watching the blood come out of your body.
I mean, when you phrase it like that.
And how many times have you tried to call her since your little date?
Just twice. I tried contacting her once by calling, and then I just sent her a text, and I stopped. It's been over a week.
Do you think maybe she could have donated all the blood in her body? And
yeah, that's it, Jubal. That's
like
good.
They took too much, and she's not with us anymore?
Oh, no.
Oh, that'd be sad.
They just, like, they, like, literally dehydrated
yeah.
her.
Yeah, she looks like an empty Capri Sun packet. Just all the liquids are gone. She's on the floor of the place right now. Well, I hope that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, neither, yeah.
All right, Miles, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
All right, man, thanks.
Yeah, hang on.